Recording 1.2. Dave.
I do get out and see friends on a fairly regular basis. It's usually based around squash or playing sports or something. And we'll end up with a drink and talk afterwards. What we talk about isn't deep and meaningful, though. I'm far from it. It's usually about current affairs, something like that. And it usually degenerates into a list of five best cars or old films or whatever. I think the whole issue of friendship between men isn't sort of based around the emotional bit. It's much more to do with common interests and the fact that someone is sort of into something that you are. I think if it was something serious, something close and emotional, you tend to go with and talk to older friends, people that you were at college with, someone that you think you could unload everything onto. The problem with men is that they don't do that. What usually happens is we sort of bottle things up and don't use friends as well as women do.
Helen.
Well, if something major happened, it would probably be my parents I'd talk to first. They'd be the first people to know. But I do confide in my friends a lot on a day-to-day basis. We tend to meet about once a week. And we meet in a cafe. We always meet the same place, actually. And the reason we meet there is that they put up with all our noise. We try to snatch about half an hour, but that's what we say, but it usually goes on. We just relax and giggle, and I always end up saying much more than I'd intended to. So, friends are a really big part of my life and they have to put up with a lot from me, but I hope I'm able to give them a little bit back. But most importantly, we do manage to have a really good laugh about things.
Andrea.
Okay, a person who I tend to confide in is my hairdresser, funnily enough. I think the reason I confide in him is precisely because I don't want to unburden all my worries on my family. So the hairdresser's is a neutral ground, if you like, where I can just go and talk and I know what I say won't go any further because it's of no interest to my hairdresser. We've got a set routine, I suppose. We sit down and he's focusing on my hair and we have a quick, how are you? And he tells me very briefly, and then I launch onto what I've got to talk about. It was great, but it wasn't until he broke up with his girlfriend that my hairdresser started to confide in me, which really changed the dynamic of our relationship. Suddenly he became this person who had needs and who wanted to unburden himself onto me. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that he gave me such a good haircut, I'd definitely think about moving to another hairdresser.
Alex.
I mainly talk to my friends, usually on MSN or by text, because they're my age group and they're the most interesting people to talk to. And we talk about a lot, like what's happened at school and the latest sports results and a lot of things like that. If there was a problem, I'd talk to my friends because they'd be more likely to understand what I was going through. Or maybe my sister, because she's also young and she'd know. I probably wouldn't talk to my parents because my mum would get in a flap and I don't think they'd really understand.